I'm Dr. Christy Pretty Franzek, and this recording contains 10 simple things that you can do or that you can coach other adults to do to really truly learn what children know and can do, and that's all through their play. So to truly understand what children know and can do, let's try these 10 simple things. Number one, connect first by just sitting beside. Sometimes I talk about this, just sitting beside and getting to know what they're interested in. So number one, connect first. Second, try to create a match. So you're going to follow the child's lead, build upon their interest, and really match in terms of your frequency, your intensity, your pace, your amount of verbalizations. Everything is really a parallel to what they're doing. So after you've connected, aim to create a match. Number three, imitate before you ask. Oftentimes when we want to know what young children can do and what they know, we ask them a series of questions. But this time, I want you to really create an interaction that is based upon their true abilities, which we'll learn if we imitate before we ask. We can also just be a commentator, so we can describe and label what the child is doing and what they're playing with, how they're playing, what they might be thinking. So that's number four. Try to be a commentator. You can also, as number five suggest, be a teammate. Just play alongside. Support them when they struggle. Be attentive to their interests. But we don't need to ask lots of questions. So number six reminds us to stay close, but also a little bit distant. So we're not emotionally distant, but physically we're giving kids space to move, to create, to think, to act, all without us sort of directing it. Which brings us to number seven. Aim to not interrupt. This can be interrupting the flow of a motor action. So they're going to stack another block and you try to encourage them to do it with a different block or in a different place or to steady it with their other hand. It can also be an interruption by just too much of your own talking. So even though we can be a commentator and we might be imitating them, we need to make sure it's not an interruption. And that's number seven. Number eight comes from an article about how to help children stay in sustained long periods of play. And that's called put it in your pocket. That means if you have an idea, you have a suggestion, you have a question, just literally take that and put it in your pocket and save it for later. Which brings us to number nine, practice sound minimalism. That means that you are going to kind of reduce the sounds around you. So when you're trying to get to know what children know and can do, try to turn off the TV. Turn off any of the devices you have that are going to alert you that somebody thinks that they need you right away, right? So we want to practice sound minimalism, where we kind of give space to really show our attention and for the child to be able to demonstrate what they know and can do, which brings us to number 10. If the child does make a request, makes a question, needs a little bit of help, go ahead, respond. Certainly we want to be attentive, but do that and then back off a little bit more. So we respond to their requests, but don't elaborate, don't expand. Don't take this as an invitation to talk a whole bunch more. So that's 10 things. Connect first, create a match, imitate before you ask, be a commentator, be a teammate, stay close but distant, aim to not interrupt, put ideas, questions, and thoughts in your pocket and save them for later. Practice sound minimalism, and then respond to requests, but nothing more. You can also, you know, if you really feel like it or if the child needs it, you can be a teacher and you can show or model how to do something, and that will help us learn what children know and can do. But sometimes that will interrupt them or direct them a little bit too much. So if you feel like you need to kind of get in there and have a little bit more active of a role, and these 10 things feel a little bit too passive, then aim to be a guide and aim to shape, expand, and gently redirect children aim to be the instigator, right? Try to find ways to spark their curiosity about the world around them versus being that teacher who oftentimes shows or models or directs a little too much. So I hope this list of 10 things helps you as you try to get to know what children really can do and know in their everyday interactions and their play.